right, everybody, welcome to this episode of Around the Mic. Thanks for tuning in for our podcast today. A little bit of bonus content. I'm Heather DeLuca, joined as always by Mike Richmond and Social Spring of The Mike Show. Is it wrong after several years of being with somebody or being in a committed relationship and or married? I guess you can't be and or committed relationship or married. Exactly. To still want somebody to open and close the car door for you.
Oh, no. I think because that's fine.
I was with someone the other day who did this for me, who opened. I was like in literal shock because I didn't think people did this anymore. And I thought, oh, my God, how nice that is. And I didn't know like almost how to react because I was like, no, I got it. I'm okay.
That's what I do.
But my husband never, ever opens the car door for me.
Anymore or ever?
I don't know that he ever did. But I've liked it in the past.
I was like,
oh my God, this was really like nice. Or is it so ridiculous in 2017 to expect a guy to open your car door for you?
I am an independent woman and I will still giggle when a man opens the door for me.
What do you think?
The car
like,
door.
Do you open Karen's door for her or only when it's like raining?
No,
you are now. Okay. Oh my God, we didn't have Mike like engaged this whole time.
Right.
So you're going to hear him in echo.
I didn't save anything of any importance.
So this is where we will start Around the Mic podcast because we literally forgot about Mike. This is what happens when you leave me in charge of the board.
And this is the point where people stop listening to the podcast.
Can you imagine? Oh no, he's back on.
Oh God, it was going so well before.
Time to exit.
I'm sure probably in the first throes of dating, I might have opened the car. I have opened the car door in the past, but that's when I was living in the South. In the South, guys still open car doors.
Stop, really?
For women, yeah. My dad opens it up for my mom every time they get into a car.
Well, your boys are getting older.
She's crying. And Riker opened the car door for wife Karen.
That's so nice.
Day.
So, yeah, the boys are getting older. Are you going to teach them to, like, do that?
He hit himself right in the head with a car door, too.
Poor
that's
thing.
Priceless.
He tried.
Well, that's one of those things to where, you know, it's nice. I'm a big door holder if I'm going into a building.
Oh, my God.
Store,
I do that for people, too.
I do that all the time. And I had a lady call me out one time. She goes, I can get my own door. Thank you very
much. That's so rude.
But that's just a rude woman.
Yeah, she's just rude.
Because I hold a door open whether a man or a woman.
If I see somebody, like, across the parking lot, I will still, like, stand there and wait.
No, I will not.
What's the distance? What is the acceptable distance?
I say 5 feet.
The other person is away from the door that you will still hold.
25 feet.
That's insane.
Sprinkle going
how
only
far,
for
wait,
5 feet.
What's here to that door?
That's maybe
like eight?
8 to 10, maybe.
All right,
like
so yeah,
feet.
20 feet.
Wow.
20 feet.
No, for me, if my whole body, like imagine me on the floor, 5'5", if you're that distance from me, then I'll hold the door. 25 feet is too far because you know what's going to happen? They have to do the uncomfortable, like, foxtrot over to you.
Oh, and then,
you
feel
waiting
rushed.
There just like,
yeah.
All right. And then where do you look? Where do you look? Do you look at them? Do you look at the floor? Do you look around?
I think it's rude to not hold the door for, like, somebody that's coming in behind you. And sometimes I'll open the door for them, depending on, like, who it is and what the situation is, like, if they're carrying something or whatever. But like, is it wrong of me to still want, like, after 6 years of marriage,
so what happened
to still
to
want
me
the door to be open for me?
Is my cousin's friend hung out with us in Miami, and we all left brunch, and she went and took her flight, and it was only my best friend and I still there. So he opened the door for the both of us.
He
opened mine first and then opened hers. And then when I got in, closed mine. When she got in, closed hers and went to his side.
Oh, that's so cute. Does he want to be a limo driver when he grows up?
Actually, no. He has a great job as a chef.
I think that's just like he was probably just raised that way. You open doors for ladies. Like, I'm no.
My best friend and I didn't know how to act. It was like we've never been outside before. We're like, oh, my God, he just opened the door for the both of us.
That is how I reacted the other day. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
right, and you start giggling. It's like, oh my.
Yeah, it was cute.
Like, I like it.
And then I just thought, well, that's really nice. Well, what's wrong with my husband?
The problem is if you're thinking of doing this, guys, you've never done it before. Once you do it,
you
have to always do it.
No going back.
Right.
Because all heck will break loose when
you
don't
do it. You
didn't
open the door for me.
What's wrong, Trevor?
What? Trevor.
You didn't hold the door open for me. Are you cheating?
That would be something that comes out of someone's mouth. Yeah.
Or it's the same sort of thing like when you give flowers to somebody. We can't win as guys.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
Yeah.
You don't buy me flowers.
What are these
anymore?
For?
I don't know. I heard a commercial. I heard it was nice to do every once in a while for no reason whatsoever.
Well, you must have done something wrong.
Well, I was watching the breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. And she just goes, you don't buy me roses. And he just goes, on our very first date, you said you don't like roses because they die and they're pointless. And then she looks at him and says, everybody likes flowers, Larry, or whatever his name is in the movie. And it was such a funny scene. Because when women say they don't like flowers, of course they like flowers.
Heck yeah, they do. It's like people who say they don't want surprise parties for their birthdays.
Oh,
yes,
no,
they do.
I don't want surprise parties. That is one thing I do not like.
Let me make a note.
Because
Let's plan a surprise
party. What if I say something messed up about a person in that room or just something happens with my big mouth? Avoid all those problems, no surprise parties.
Huh? What?
Haven't you ever seen those in movies? That you say the wrong thing about a person. You say, I can't stand blah, 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 or blah, blah,
and then
blah.
The lights
and they're
go
all
on?
There.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they all
gosh.
Hear you.
Hiding behind the curtain
well,
like Jim Comey.
Well, that's just
poor
planning on the part of the person helping to surprise you.
Mm-mm. No surprise parties. No.
All right. So is this a yes or no? Should I be wanting my car door to be open still 6 years after marriage?
Also, ask him to lay down his sweater when there's a puddle.
Yes. Because that'll happen.
What?
I've always wanted that to happen. Always. Oh, come on. That'd
be so
cool.
He would be like, you're on your own there, sweetheart.
Because what did the men do with the dirty sweater after that? They just carried it, right?
They made their mommy wash it when they got home.
Probably.
What about like ordering for you at a restaurant?
I hate that.
Don't ever do that for me. Do not ever do that for me. Unless I'm in the bathroom and I have told you already what I want, do not ever order for me.
Because isn't that supposed to be a chivalrous thing? And that's supposed to be a gentlemanly thing to do?
It feels very controlling. It feels like a very mommy dearest thing to do. Like, she'll have the prime rib rare and she'll eat every bit of it before she goes to bed. Like
Spring will have the chicken nuggets and double Big Mac.
I feel
like I would. But see, if he orders the right thing, that it's okay.
Okay, let's do a quick experiment.
Okay.
If we were someplace and we had to order for each other, what would you guys order for me?
Okay, what kind of place are we at?
Yeah, that's very important.
What kind of restaurant?
Just like a pub, tavern, like very like casual type of, I don't know, think like
so you can get
Applebee's.
You can
like,
get a little bit of something, anything. They got a little bit of everything on the menu.
Yeah.
I'm thinking for Heather, I'm thinking like quesadillas.
Okay.
Or no, wait. No.
See, I'm thinking of things for me because then Heather could get something healthy and then take from me. So that way it's kind of like, she doesn't have to worry about it because they're not hers because someone else ordered it.
Well, that's very nice that you'd share with me.
That's one idea.
Wait a minute. Who's paying?
Oh, good point.
That's
another good point.
Are we splitting the check?
Oh, my God. You guys, forget it. Why do I play games with you? I don't want to play with you anymore.
Because if you're paying, I want to make sure that you eat right.
I know Heather likes meat.
Bring me the steak.
So I'd get you a prime rib. The prime rib we had at Guy Fieri's Chop House.
Oh, my God.
That was an undertaking.
That's what I really want, too. So we could go for that. One for you, one for me.
She doesn't care about me. She just wants...
So what would you go for? What would be the...
If I were I probably would do like a hamburger or some piece of like
funnel
chicken.
Fries.
But yeah, I would definitely get like a quesadilla.
Yes.
Or fajitas or something like that. Yeah. That's definitely
nailed.
My jam. Thank you, Mike.
I think everything's my jam. Just don't give me a salad when I'm there.
Thank you for
there.
Picking up the check, too.
Would you like... I guess for Mike... I feel like, I don't know, because I never see him eat. Like, it would be like salad with dressing on the side.
Order him a Reuben.
Or he would shock the hell out of me and get like a double bacon cheeseburger.
If you ever got a double bacon cheeseburger, I think I would have a heart attack. And if you actually devoured the whole thing.
Yeah, Reuben, probably Reuben.
Like a Reuben?
I've had a burger before, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Spring.
Are you more of a sandwich person when you're out or a burger person when you're at like a place like that?
It depends on the time of the day. If it's lunch-ish.
See, I never order a sandwich when I'm out. Like at a diner or anything like that. Never get a sandwich.
It usually has to be
like
toasted.
Chicken salad.
Toasted. You know what I had the first time the other day ever?
What?
I'm starving. I'm on fumes. I drove past the Chick-fil-A.
Mm. Yeah?
And I had the chicken salad sandwich, which I would never normally do.
It just comes on regular square bread, right?
Yeah, but it's slightly toasted. Just slightly toasted with a piece of lettuce.
Which is the right thing to do because I don't like it when the bread is too toasted and it scrapes the top of my mouth. Is that stupid?
Nope. Makes sense.
It was like a sponge that hadn't been wet yet. That was kind of the texture of the bread.
They actually have really good chicken salad.
Yeah, and I don't even know why it was wild hair of why I ordered it.
Once again, I
would never order that, but I did.
You're sitting next to a bear right now, and all I want to do is eat. And you're mentioning Chick-fil-A, and I can see the Chick-fil-A sign on the Atlantic Expressway right now. Like, I know it's stop. I think that's what I'm going to get for lunch.
Mike had an I don't know if you're still going to talk about this today, but you had an interesting topic that you and I got into a little bit yesterday. Are you still going to talk about that?
About the women in the NFL?
Yeah, about girls playing in football.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that, Spring.
We started talking about it because there's an 18-year-old. Right. She got a college scholarship.
To be a kicker.
Yeah, in football. And they were saying she may be the first female
to get drafted into the
right.
NFL.
And I think that's great. It's fine that she's a woman as long as she can handle the hits. But I was told that a kicker is never usually tackled. I don't watch football. I have no idea anything about football.
I mean, it happens when there's extra points and field goals.
Right.
Linebackers are completely coming after them.
So it turns out she's 5'11", 145 pounds.
Okay.
So I'm putting that in perspective. I'm 5'5", 150 pounds. So that already tells me she's a pretty thin woman.
Yeah. I think I said to Mike that if you're prepared, if you train like an athlete for that job, if you train like anybody else would, I think that if you're passionate about it and you're skilled at it, the fact that you are a woman shouldn't impair you from competing if that's what you want to do.
Makes sense, but there's also a difference in male bodies and female bodies.
And I said that too, but
that's what I'm like. As long as she's not being tackled.
Difference? There are.
Well, a woman can't take all that from a man.
Well, I can tell you.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
I told Mike yesterday.
How old are we?
When I was cheering for youth football.
Right.
There was a girl who was a defensive linebacker. Her name was Buffy Hicks. And she was built like a brick S-H-I-T house.
See, if the woman was the same size
and
like that.
And she could take the hits and give the hits just as much as the boys could. And it wasn't until she sort of like developed,
right?
Because we're right around the 13-14 year old. Her mom, I think, or somebody encouraged her to switch to cheerleading, which I said was awesome because she could throw people so high and she was the most amazing bass ever.
Yeah. For the record, Heather just grabbed her boobs.
Yes, she did. And made a noise while doing it.
Why do I do that?
I have no idea, but it was great. Happy you brought that up.
So yeah, so
yes,
I think if you train for it,
right?
You know, I would assume that the type of training that a female swimmer does in comparison to like Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte, or a female sprinter probably would run the same way as like a Usain Bolt. Mm-hmm. They train the same way. I think if a woman
but those
is training
are all
the way,
sports.
Yeah, I know.
She's good, then that's fine.
How about a guy participating in a woman's sport?
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
My only issue is
I'm imagining like Richard Sherman on a very thin woman that I'm imagining as Gisele Bündchen, which I know that Gisele is definitely not 145, but that's what I'm imagining. If she was like a big woman, like she was like,
but are you cool with this particular individual kicking the door open for more women to participate? And then how far down the line are we looking at a co-ed NFL? And
I think it's great.
My concern,
a boy can get a concussion just as like a girl can.
Sure.
My concern would be if she goes onto the NFL and becomes a Philadelphia Eagle, would she be able to handle the heckling from the fans?
I'm sure she can.
Because even a lot of
the guys the men cry.
Can't even handle that.
I'm sure she
Sometimes
can.
Sometimes I cry and I'm
women are pretty
side.
Tough.
Boy, the Philadelphia fans are just brutal.
Yeah, they are brutal.
Oh my God, even I sometimes throw pretzel bites at the cheerleaders for being so fit and skinny and pretty.
Nothing dealing with the game. Darn you for being perfect. Eat a pretzel.
And then,
have some cheese.
And then Spring runs down after the pretzels and grabs them and eats them.
Sorry about that, guys. She's just a little upset. Ooh, I'll take the cheese. Thanks.
All right, we want to know what you guys think. Should women be able to play the same types of contact sports that men do? outside of like a league dedicated to just the female gender. Go to sojo1049.com, take our poll. That would be really awesome if we could get your opinion on that. Closing thoughts. Spring, do you have anything on your mind today?
I don't have anything. Okay. I had my Paul McCartney conspiracy theory, but it's not fully developed.
She's been all about the conspiracy theories.
Okay, so
lately.
TBD.
Yes.
Spring is going to...
Heather's face looks so worried, like, whoa, okay, we'll come back to
that. Spring is
going to
dig into some Beatles, Paul McCartney conspiracy theories. If there's anything that she should look up, please, by all means,
ooh,
tweet her
yes.
at Sojo1049FM if you're a big Beatles fan. Okay.
Are you a conspiracy theorist person, Heather?
I definitely think that people do things to mess with other people, especially when they're in the public eye and they're artists and they're looking for, you know, are there hidden meanings in certain paintings?
Right.
Are there hidden meanings in certain songs? I definitely think the Beatles, with their fame, they started to play with people just because, you know, they wanted to see how closely people were paying attention.
See, my conspiracy theory, I really want there to be another twin. I just want to pretend to be two people and confuse people to see if they really think there's two of them. Because, you know,
you don't have to pretend.
There's a conspiracy theory out right now that Lindsay Lohan actually murdered her twin in The Parent Trap because of how well she played her role.
I just keep emailing her these every day.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're going to save
if
this
for
another time.
If you ever wondered what I do in the 9 o'clock hour, it's Google
up.
Conspiracy
Next
theories.
Week's Around the Mic will be all about conspiracy
everybody
theories.
Everybody pick one conspiracy theory.
Let us know what you want us to talk about. Oh God, please don't let it be that 9/11 was a hoax.
Oh no, no,
freaking
no.
Freaking have a heart attack.
Yeah, Spring can talk about that.
Okay. Okay, so thanks for checking out Around the Mic. If you like the podcast, please give us a good rating. We will check in with you next week. You can hear Mike Richmond and Social Spring Gonzalez on The Mic Show weekdays 5:30 to 10. I'm Heather DeLuca. Thanks for checking out the podcast today.
Bye.
We appreciate it.
I mean, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There they go. I'll look at them.